Take a tour of a garden filled with art. Do some educational shots of tequila and bring the kids to play some mariachi music. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has some ideas on how to spend the weekend.
Tonight, Sylvia Gonzalez-Pisana says you should head to King William for two events one block apart.
We have two outdoor exhibitions. We have Somos San Antonio at the Edward Steves Homestead, which we operate. And then we have the closing reception of Danville Chadbourne's sculpture exhibit.
Both homes are huge and beautiful, but tonight's events are outside on the grounds. At Villa Finale, it's all about the beautiful grounds and the sculptures.
The sculptures by artist Daniel Chadbourne have been here since the spring, and they are a wonderful collection of very modern art. This is a chance for people to walk our gardens, get a look at the sculptures, get a look at the art.
Then at the Steves Homestead, there's an art show called Somos San Antonio.
Somos San Antonio is the art exhibition we have for local artists. They can either be artists that are established or even those artists that do it as a hobby.
Both events are at 6:30. Also tonight, how much do you really know about tequila?
It's a very labor-intensive process that most people are not aware of.
Joel Salcido went to Mexico to meet the people who farm the blue agave from which tequila comes.
These guys are incredibly skilled, and it's a generational job. It's passed from, you know, father to son.
Salcido's collection of amazing behind-the-scenes pictures are on display at the Institute of Texan Cultures, and tonight he's there with amazing tequila backstories.
Tequila really doesn't come into being the iconic and symbolic drink of Mexico up until the revolution. The peasants and the poor people of Mexico preferred to drink tequila because it was the people's drink.
But Pancho Villa, not so much.
Pancho Villa didn't allow drinking. Didn't at all.
So I'll see those stunning pictures of the tequila creating process have been published in a coffee table book. He'll be there at the ITC to sign copies.
And there'll be a little bit of food, I'm sure, and some mezcal and some tequila.
Then on Sunday, Martha Martinez Flores says the Pearl is going to be alive with mariachi.
During our farmer's market at Pearl, we will have the Guadalupe Mariachi Academy at 10:30 a.m. and Campanas de America at 12.
That's just the beginning, though.
We have a youth showcase at the Pearl Stable from 4 to 6, and then we have our main showcase at the park from 4 to about 8 p.m. Our headliner is Stephanie Urbina Jones and the Honky Tonk Mariachi with special guest Juan Ortiz of Campanas de America.
She says those with kids will feel welcome. The Mariachi Academy is letting kids go hands-on.
They bring mariachi instruments for children to learn about, to touch them, to see them.
Several years worth of mariachi programs in schools are beginning to yield some great young talent.
The thing that makes San Antonio so special is that we have generations of musicians here that are nurturing this beautiful tradition of mariachi.
All the performances at the Pearl are free. I'm Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.